You know, most people agree that Christmas just isn't Christmas without a Christmas tree. But to pick out just the right tree requires the wisdom of a Solomon plus the horse sense of a reindeer. You can buy aluminum trees, sprayed trees that last a lifetime, or you can buy just a plain old Mother Nature tree fresh from the side of the hill. Of course, this generally means, especially if you live in a city apartment, that something has to give, and that something usually is the tree. As a matter of fact, if you'll just look back there, I'll show you what I mean. Now, that's Harry and Jane Davis. They've just chosen what they thought to be the perfect tree to grace their apartment living room for the holidays. However, at this precise moment, which is exactly 5 seconds after they've paid for it, a slight doubt enters Jane's mind. Is it too tall? Jane begins to wonder, what if this year they put the tree in front of the piano instead of in the corner? Isn't that nice? There, that ought to do it. But wait, hold everything. The missus has just changed her mind again. Now she wants it on the piano instead of in front of it. Yes, sir, there's no doubt about it. Christmas trees sure are a subject of a lot of rough treatment. And that used to bother me a little, but not anymore, though. You see, I've since found out positively and absolutely that no Christmas tree ever dies. It can't. Otherwise, how could its Christmas spirit rise to heaven? And there in the great forest of the Nativity, lying green and beautiful just beyond the Elysian fields, spring to life again, right down to the smallest twig and tiniest needle. What's more, the caretaker of the forest records the exact time of arrival of each and every tree. And all through the month of December, he writes down a minute-by-minute history of its counterpart back on Earth. Every smile that warms it, every word that praises it, every tear that waters it, every touch that blesses it. Then and only then, on the day before Christmas, the Lord himself comes to the forest of the Nativity, points to each of the new trees and asks the caretaker, did this one stand in the corner of a room in the very center of someone's Christmas? Did a child touch this small evergreen with wonder and perhaps whisper my son's name? What man or woman loved this bit of greenery and why? Finally, on Christmas Day, one and only one tree is taken to the great plaza of eternity. There it stands in all its glory for all heaven to see. It may be small or large, ugly or beautiful, but it will be called the birthday tree of God's only Son, because it has been the most beloved tree on all the earth that Christmas.
Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh.